Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and today we are going to be talking about a malady that is, believe it or not, one of the most significant ones that physicians around the globe have had to deal with. There are stories written about this, even in Tibetan literature that goes back thousands of centuries. What is that malady? It is constipation. Dr. Wes Jones is with us, and he's put out a book, Cure Constipation Now. You can relieve gas and heartburn, alleviate irritable bowel syndrome, combat acid reflux. Okay, we're going to be talking about a subject that most people feel it is just too personal to talk about, but not on this show. Dr. Jones, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna, for having me on the show.
Well, I'm delighted to have you here. This is a topic that has such a phenomenal effect on the wellness of an individual. I want my audience to know about you. You founded the Cape Fear Center for Digestive Diseases, and you're a staff member at the Cape Fear Valley Health System. You're the chair of Cure Americas Globals, Inc., which provides health care to Central and South American and West African communities, and you received the Fellow of the American College of Physicians Award and the American Gastroenterological Association Fellow Award. Well, you've obviously been recognized for what you've done, and I'm sure you have really written so many papers on this. But why did you decide that this was going to be your primary focus in medical practice? We all hear about the heart surgeons or this surgeon or that surgeon or the other kind of specialist, but very rarely do doctors, have I seen, information regarding this and the value of understanding the challenges the constipation brings. What is it that caught your attention here?
Well, constipation, and I would suggest maybe it might be easier for people to call it sluggish bowels. Might be a little word change. And when I grew up as a child, if I heard the word bowel movement or BM, I just kind of shirked from it. And I think a lot of people shirk from the concept of constipation. So feel comfortable calling it sluggish bowels, or I may use that. That's a term I've just picked up in the last few months. From one interview recently using that term. It seems more acceptable for people. But the reason I got into this is it's my conviction, and I express this in the book, it's my conviction that sluggish bowels or constipation is the most underdiagnosed and poorly managed disorder of the modern century. Most underdiagnosed and poorly managed disorder of the 21st century. It's so prevalent, it's everywhere, people just don't realize they have it, and yet it's causing untold damage and problems to your health, to your even just your energy level. It's like kind of water in the basement. If you don't go down there, mm-hmm. you don't realize there's a problem.
Now, with this and with the study and the research on it, when I found out that you were working with different cultures relative to this, mm-hmm. what caused you to start dealing with this on an international level? I mean, we'll read stuff about the African people and how they get so much more roughage in their diet, but that's not necessarily true, is it?
Well, actually, it started out the other way. I've been involved in mission trips to South America since 1987, and so I sort of stumbled into this. Actually, my predecessor, Burkitt, Dennis Burkitt, who started out as a missionary to Uganda, he was an Irish physician, Irish surgeon. He, same sort of deal. He started out in the mission field and stumbled into fiber. He was actually the person that put fiber on the map. He called the United States and Great Britain constipated nations. He said our whole country is constipated based on his studies of intestinal transit times. And what we mean by that, if you look at what everybody eats and you see what happens to the leftovers and how they move out of the body. In countries like Africa, or continent of Africa, India, Brazil, back when he was doing his research, which was 35, 40 years ago, everything was out in 24 hours, basically.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, in Great Britain, everything, in the United States, everything was out in about 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So he concluded 35 years ago that the reason why we have so much cardiovascular disease, heart attacks, in our country, in Great Britain, and not in these other countries, was stuff decaying and rotting inside. People think that bathroom odor is normal, but the leftovers have to decay inside of you, and it takes too long to get out. And he argues that, and I also firmly support this in my experience, that if you don't have healthy daily bathroom trips, and we'll get into more specific about that, and I say trips with an S, then you don't realize what kind of problems are developing inside of you.
That brings up a point that I thought was extremely interesting, because so many times you have people, and this is becoming more and more prevalent, you have Crohn's disease, you have ulcerative colitis, diverticulitis, acid reflux. These are things that are terms that people are becoming more and more familiar with. I mean, goodness gracious, mm-hmm. you see all these advertisements on television. And the diet really does make a difference. And you bring that out, we're going to be covering some of that in the book. But there's another point that you bring out that I think is very, very significant. And that is when people talk about colonics. And the research regarding this is really quite amazing. And when you sit in your book, when you look at the colon, you look at the intestinal tract, you look at all of that, when you use a colonic, it reaches only the left side of the colon. And that, you know, I've done interviews with people. I don't do them very much because I honestly just don't feel that good about them. But there's just so much misinformation here. Why is it, if someone does a colonic, even if it's professionally administered, it only gets one side of the colon? Why?
Well, the colon is about 4.5 feet long, and it just goes up. I had a lady who documents this. She couldn't drink the prep for a colonoscopy, so she had a colonic and came in for her exam, and she was beautiful on the left side. And by the mid-transverse colon, it was starting to crud up, and by the time I got to the right side of the colon, it was just a dirty colon.
Mm-hmm.
It's you pretty much have to stick a balloon in there and inflate the balloon up, and then you're going to cause a lot of pain. And so, you know, the people that give the colonics have to balance patient comfort. And if they really want to get the right colon, they'd have to inflate a balloon and fill that colon up, jam-pack it, and that patient's going to have a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people feel pretty good. They get half their colon emptied out, and they feel pretty good. And I call, in the introduction, I talk about colonics as right idea, wrong approach. Everybody knows that when they get better bathroom results, they feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with the colonic is they just move the leftovers out for that moment, but they're building back up by that afternoon the next day. And who can afford to have a colonic done every day?
Nobody that I know of. And it's not healthy. It really isn't.
Well, there's some potential infection risk, and there's potential injury to the colon. It's just kind of like getting a barium or colonoscopy. They're sticking something in your rectum, so there's some hazards associated.
Mm-hmm. I've known some people that after they had it done, they were in a lot of pain. It really was just quite fascinating. Now, one of the many points that you have in your book, you go into adding fiber into the diet and how important those fibers are. And this is something that you told a story about a pig and pig's diet. And of course, pigs are often used in various experiments relative to the ratio of similarity with human beings and the way our bodies operate. Tell us about the retired farmer and his pigs and what he had to do with his pigs. I mean, this to me was interesting.
Well, this farmer was in chapter one of the book. He was a man, had a lot of gas and bloating, and And I told him to take fiber for his gas and bloating, and he said it made it worse. And that I hear that all the time from people. Fiber makes me worse. And he tried to take it, and it made him worse. But he told me he was bloated. And when I think about gas, when you're bloated and you got gas trapped inside, gas is a waste, not moving through, it's constipation, even if you're going every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is 20 years ago, 25 years ago, and I was just kind of getting started and trying to understand all this. And he left. I didn't see him for a year. And when he came back, he sat down. He said, "You know what I did, Dr. Jones?" I said, he was a pig farmer, by the way. And he said, "I started taking a little bit of that fiber, much less than what you had suggested. And each week or so, I try to take a little more. And now I'm getting those bathroom results you were talking about, and I feel so much better." And so that was one of the first lessons that I learned from my patients. That's what the book is about, what I learned from my patients, and I tell stories in there. But I learned just to introduce fiber slowly, go slow. But he also reflected, he was a pig farmer, and you don't change a pig's diet very quickly. If you change it too quickly, they get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And being a pig farmer, he was able to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that a lot of people is probably shirking right now. I can't do fiber. It drives me up. You know, it destroys me, makes me worse. That's correct. So what I suggest using is an artificial type of fiber. And there are two products that are commonly available on the market. One is Benny Fiber and one is Citrusil. These are natural products, but they've been tweaked in a lab. And because they've been altered chemically, they're foreign to the bacteria that most people consume. And so they're much less prone to cause gas and bloating and cramping. So I'll start people on a small amount of Citrusil, a small amount of Benny Fiber, have them go slow and gradually increase the dose. And I tell people what's supposed to happen in the bathroom week to week. And if you're not getting those results, what you need to do.
Now, you bring out those points about the various artificial products that are out there, but you really include... Of course, you will encourage people to have your fruits, your vegetables, you know, sweet potatoes, that has fiber in it. But adding something like flaxseed, oat bran, and wheat bran, and you can buy those at health food stores. There are many markets like Fred Meyer and some others, and you can go in and buy it in bulk. I know I have for years.
Mm-hmm.
And when you add that to your daily regimen, it is just absolutely wonderful. I mean, it's not a big deal. You can add it to cereal if you're going to have cereal, or you can just mix up a concoction. Like I know, I was taught this by a client of mine years ago. When I met her, she was almost 80 years old. She was a world traveler. And we had a conversation that came up about digestion and, you know, the discomforts of traveling. You can end up with all kinds of challenges. And she told me she came up with this recipe. She used seeds that were soaked in fruit juice, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, flax seed. She would just put it in a juice and let the seed absorb the juice. And she said, "I take a cup of that every day. I've got it's muesli, that's what she called it." And she said, "I've done this for years and I'm healthy as I can be." And I thought, wow. And I've shared that recipe with a lot of people. And it's really amazing how when you add that, it's roto-rootering your system. And it's doing it in a healthy way, which is good.
Well, the key thing, it's kind of like treating blood pressure and cholesterol. You know, if whatever you take for your cholesterol, whether it be an over-the-counter product or medication, if it does not reduce the cholesterol, it's not going to prevent the heart attack or the stroke. And the same thing with the blood pressure. If whatever you're taking does not drop your blood pressure, it's not going to help you. And if you're not getting healthy, bountiful bathroom results several times a day, then stuff is decaying inside of you. Think bathroom odor. And if stuff's rotting inside of you, it has problems. And it can be immediate problems like gas production, which leads to acid reflux and heartburn. It can be long-term problems like gallbladder problems, appendicitis, diverticulitis, heart in the arteries, heart attacks, and this sort of thing. I think a good, healthy bowel program helps prevent stuff like most types of cancer and even Alzheimer's, and I have a whole chapter on that, discusses that as well.
Now, that is something that I think some people would hear that and they'd go, "You have got to be kidding."
Yeah.
But what we have to realize is that our bodies were designed so that we would absorb nutrients, and then what wasn't utilized by the body was supposed to be flushed out of the system.
Right.
And
absolutely.
I remember a mother telling me that, and this was on one of my interviews, and she was talking, she was very much in favor of natural foods for the baby. You know, if you're introducing foods, you know, maybe have like very ripe banana. And she said she was just astonished that when she started, first started feeding her baby, that all of these strings were coming out, and she was she thought something was wrong with her child until she had a friend, and she was talking to her friend. Her friend just burst out laughing. She said, well, that's just because the baby didn't use that part of the banana, and it's just coming through. But children, their system, it doesn't take long. She said she was amazed at how quickly her baby's body processed what was no longer utilized out through its system. Mm-hmm. And she said it took her a while to realize that this is something she needed to do for herself mm-hmm. as an adult.
All right. Well, again, the synthetic fiber, Benny fiber, I call synthetic, Benny fiber citrus cell, for people who have a lot of problems with fiber, if they have bad spastic bowel, even medium spastic bowel, IBS, if you will, they're better off using a synthetic product. But once, I much prefer bran, Metamucil, oatmeal, flaxseed, whatever. Now, I do caution people, I am not convinced that fruits and vegetables, including whole grain breads, are a good source of fiber, and I go to some length to explain that to people. I actually have a dietitian, page 30 of the book, Priscilla Goodwin, who said that I had a hard time convincing her what I knew what I was talking about, and she's recommending the book. So my point is, if dietitians can't figure this out, you're really going to have to go to the book to get it from the horse's mouth to understand why this is so. But try eating a large chef salad the night before. You don't feel much different in the morning. Now, eat a big bowl of bran flake or take a dose of flaxseed. You may not get better bathroom results, but you feel like something needs to happen and this sort of thing. So you need it's great to eat fruits and vegetables and whole grain breads for nutrition, but they're not a good source of healthy fiber for the GI tract.
Now, when you are educating people, and I'm sure you've had plenty of people who are business professionals, and they find that they're just miserable when they're traveling because the body goes through a very irregular timing. You're not in your regular sync. What would you recommend for someone who is going to be on the road traveling and their schedule is going to be erratic? Is there a particular dietary formula that you would recommend that they follow? Because there are so many people today that are so busy. They don't have set routines, and if they do, and then that routine is interrupted, what's a good way to keep the harmony in the body so that you don't have that oppressive feeling internally with you?
Well, that's an excellent question. I actually have two different approaches, and I'll kind of briefly allude to both. One is this misconception about laxatives. There's an ingredient on the market, phenethylamine, which was in the old-fashioned laxatives that were commonly available back 10, 15, 20 years ago. And that product did cause dependency issues. And it got taken off the market, but it cast a huge shadow. And the saturated laxatives don't take laxatives. And what I explain in the book, that's why I call cure constipation now, is the book explains why laxatives like milk of manganese or Miralax, magnesium tablets, even prunes and apples, can make the colon stronger. So I actually tell people to stay on top of the balance. You know you feel better bathroom results. So that's a key point. So, for instance, when I travel, I've got a trip out of town tomorrow, I'm going to be doing something extra. I'll either eat an apple or I'll take a couple of magnesium tablets. I'll do whatever it takes to keep things moving. If you let everything shut down, then as you become older, it becomes harder and harder to get things started. Now, when you're younger, you eat a lot of food, you're very active physically, it's not as big an issue. But as you get older, traveling becomes a problem. So the first point is to be proactive. Now, the second thing I want to mention to you is, like, I was over in Haiti last April and May, and it wasn't really convenient to make a lot of bathroom stops over there because, you know, bathrooms are few and far between, and the ones that are there aren't necessarily hygienic. So I would then, when I was over in Haiti, I switched over to Benny Fiber. I'm not usually on that product, but I switched over to Benny Fiber so I could get by with one stop a day and not be overly concerned about it and not have the gas and bloating. So I'll use a synthetic fiber oftentimes when I have a major trip coming up, and bathrooms are few and far between, and I have such erratic schedule that I get off my usual schedule. So there are two aspects. One is do not be afraid of laxatives. Again, I really try to hammer home the I had a 91-year-old man who's having to take 6 Dalkalax once a week, and he'd been constipated for since he was an infant. You know, get his bowels moving. I had to give him that gallon jug and enemas to get him started. But a year later, he's down to a glass of prune juice every day. So I tell people we can make your colon stronger no matter how constipated you are, but you got to stay on top of your bowels. Don't back off.
Mm-hmm. And one of the comments that you make is that you don't want to be eating, you know, a lot of heavy food late at night, which is something we've all heard. But you make a comment in your book, you should also wait at least several hours after eating before going to bed, which is what I've just mentioned, and avoid tight-fitting garments and large meals in the evening, and whether you have nighttime or daytime reflux, avoid orange-flavored Metamucil and Citracell products. Now, again, these are very common names that people are aware of, and Metamucil and Citracell have psyllium seed in them, which, again, people can buy in a health food store. It's very, very good. But why avoid the orange-flavored products?
Some reason the esophagus is people have acid reflux or just as sensitive to orange-flavored beverages. It just makes the reflux worse. And it's also, there are other common points, like anything mint-flavored. People chew a lot of gum. The mint-flavored gum aggravates reflux. And another point that most GI physicians don't hit on, most doctors don't know about, is that when you sleep on your right side, your stomach is above your esophagus. So I encourage people to sleep when they start, go to bed, start out on your left side on your back. Try to stay off that right side for the first few hours until the stomach empties out. You start noticing when you wake up at night with reflux, which position you're in typically will be on the right side.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's just, and it doesn't cost a penny. It's just which side of the bed to sleep on. But
well,
sleep on the back. Don't sleep on your shoulder. Sleep on the back of the shoulder. Otherwise, you'll wind up getting bursitis of the shoulder. I actually had to have a shoulder injected. I found that out the hard way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, these are little things that anybody can pay attention to. And if they, if anyone listening has a member of family or someone that's encountering situations like this, these are tips that can really help a great deal. Of course, not eating something, a whole bunch of food, and then going to bed is usually a pretty good idea because it takes time for the body to digest whatever you're taking. And usually in the latter part of the day, our system, especially as we get older, is slowing down. At least that's how I'll describe it. It's as if things don't get moving along as quickly as they should be. The digestive processes work differently.
Eating as much food. We're not getting as much exercise as we were younger. In the old days, you know, 100 years ago, you walked 5 miles to the store or to the church or whatever. You know, today we have cars. Back then, you had a scrub board. Today we have a washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
We have our bread is already made for us. We had to grind our grain back then. You know, life was labor intensive. You worked all day long. You ate a lot of food to maintain your weight, and you pooped a lot. If you got a little slow, you ate an apple. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, things are a lot different today. You bring up asthma and its connection with reflux. Why is that the case?
The gut is one long tube. This is really not complicated at all. Your gut is about 25, 30 feet long, and if things aren't moving through, they're backing up the system. I actually had a translator who said she couldn't go with us to Bolivia 1 year because her asthma was bothering her, and I'd known that she'd had some acid reflux problems, but I did not know she'd made the connection between reflux and asthma. And so, and she translates my fiber program into Spanish all the time. And so I asked her if she was not on the program, explained why, and she walked up to me in Bolivia, South America, gave me a hug and said, Wes, I went to see my lung doctor before I left for the trip, and he asked me if I was using my inhalers for my asthma, and I said, no, I take Metamucil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. If you get now, not all asthmatics, but some asthmatics, I'm not certain, might be 25%, 30%, might be 40%, might be 15%. But some asthmatics, if they get better bathroom habits, then their asthma will do noticeably better. And I discussed that in the book also.
Yes,
Reflux, particularly. A lot of people are taking anti-reflux medicines, but that's papering over the problem. You're taking Nexium, you're taking Prilosec. But if you get healthier, bountiful bathroom results, everything's moving through, it's not backing up. And if you can have a heart attack and not have chest pain, you can be regular in the bathroom every day and not have any realization that constipation is causing all kinds of problems.
You have quite a chapter on Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, celiac sprue, and diverticulosis. And a lot of people are given diagnoses like this. But your book goes into, again, a great deal of detail and how important fiber is. And it, I can tell you, I've known people, their physicians say, absolutely no fiber. You can't have any fiber. This is very, very bad for you. And that's the reason that they've got the problem to a degree, is it not?
Well, the problem is the physicians treat the inflammatory problem. You know, they treat your Crohn's, the inflammatory component, and don't realize that you're, you know, I talk about in the book people who have ulcerative colitis and still having all their diarrhea, but the colonoscopy is negative. So why do you have all your diarrhea? Well, you know, if it's got bad odor, it's constipation, no matter what it looks like. If your stools are explosive, if you have extra bloating and gas, likely it's all constipation. And they're recognizing this. I just listened to this recently, that they're trying to sort out who has Crohn's and which patient has Crohn's and IBS, or irritable bowel syndrome. And this, you know, the GI specialist will recognize this sooner and later, and they're recognizing it sooner and sooner. But the problem is they don't have any suggestions. You know, who do you believe, the person that tells you got irritable bowel syndrome, you have to live with it, or the doctor says, yes, you got irritable bowel syndrome, but we can help you? Mm-hmm. And this book is about managing all those problems, your Crohn's, when, you know, keep taking your Crohn's medicine or whatever, but learn to address the spastic bowel components that's there.
You also give a very good amount of information on how the body works and the body's filtration system. You go into information on stomach cancers, and I have had two members of my family that ended up with stomach cancer, and it is just, it was related to a toxicity, but I also know a lot about their physical patternings, and much of the information that you have in the book really resonated. And I just think it's wonderful that you've been able to put so much detail into the book that is readable, understandable by the layperson, and you make it so that it's very easy to understand, and the remedy is a relatively simple one, and it can change a person's life. And my goodness, those people that have children, if you instill this understanding in them when they're young, you're going to find that they're going to enjoy wellness as well, and I think that that's very important. Dr. Jones, do you have a website that people can go to?
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. It's www.cureconstipationnow, cureconstipationnow, all one word, .com. And I field questions off that website, so if you've got a burning question, I'm happy to answer it as best as the information is provided. But it's www.cureconstipationnow, all one word, .com.
Well, I'd recommend your book highly. I think that, again, you've got a lot of good information in it. I'm so grateful that you were able to take time out of your busy schedule to be on the show with me today. For those of you listening, wellness is our job. We have to become educated to understand how to make our bodies be more efficient and be healthier. And if we don't do it, then we really don't have much to complain about, because our body often gets ill because we do not take care of it. So this is good information, cureconstipationnow.com. This is a doctor, Dr. Jones, fiber therapy to cleanse and to heal. Dr. Jones, again, thank you very much for being with me. This is Donna Sebo. We are taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with thick green grass. In the open space are miniature children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss, book and Talking Book Audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Siebel, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Siebel's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Rio. I'm the author of the cutting-edge book Down Raw. I want to give you and your loved ones the gift of optimum health. So when you order my book Hooked on Raw, which has over 350 delicious healthy recipes, I'll include my new DVD, What's Not Cooking in Rio's Kitchen, for a half price. Just go to my website, rawfoodinfo.com, and click on Holiday Special. That's rawfoodinfo.com. Click on Holiday Special.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Siebel. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone lines are now open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, for those of you in the Pacific Northwest, I am going to be at 2 major events during the month of March. The first one is going to be the 4th, 5th, and 6th of March. I am going to be at the Pacific Northwest Women's Show, and I've been appearing there for years. I love this show. It is absolutely awesome. So for your gals that are in the Pacific Northwest, put it on your calendar. It is terrific. Now, on Friday the 4th, I am going to have a forum. I am going to be hosting 6 women speakers. From 11 until 12, we'll be talking about health and wellness. We'll be dealing with energy healing and some other aspects. From 1 until 2, we will be talking about animal communicators, working with animals in different ways, and from 2 to 3, we're going to be talking about the law relative to women and children. We're going to have a judge and another person that is dealing with an abuse center for women and children. So we're going to have a dynamic presentation, and then I'm going to be speaking on Saturday and Sunday, and the time has not yet been determined. I'm going to be talking about the psychic mind and you. So if you're in the Pacific Northwest, mark it on your calendars. Join me. We'd love to have you. But more than that, you will have the time of your life. And it's being held at the Quest Convention Center. Go to Northwest Women's Show, and you'll get all of the details. They're putting everything up on the site, and they're going to have information about my speakers and just all kinds of good things. I'm going to be in booth number 407, so I look forward to seeing you there. Now, at the end of March, I'm going to be at the Emerald Spiral, and that is a wonderful, it's in Kent, Washington, at Kent Commons. It's a wonderful event. You have a chance to talk to all kinds of people And you'll see various products, various services. I'll be there with a booth, and I'll be showcasing a number of books. So I look forward to chatting with you then. That is on a Saturday, March 26th. The hours will be from 9 until 5. It is wonderful. I've been doing that one for years, too. It's just a great event. Okay, telephone line open, 888-815-9756. Now, the guests that are going to be coming up this week, we've got a terrific lineup. We're going to be talking with Howard Wimmer tomorrow on inner guidance and the four spiritual gifts. He goes into intuition and the four different aspects of intuition that we all are born with, but how we can recognize which one is our strongest and other things. Now, next week, Monday, we're going to be talking about quiet spacing, how to deal with emails. Are you like me? Do you have a gazillion of these and you go, oh, my Lord, if I get another batch here, I won't have any room. I'm going to be out of mailbox space. Well, Paul Burton is going to be addressing that. Quiet spacing is really a powerful bit of information that can make working with your email far more effective. Monetize Your Passion on Tuesday. Rich German is going to be my guest. He is awesome. If you have a particular field of interest that you just absolutely love, like the woman I had on yesterday, she's a knitting specialist. That's her passion. Got a business with it. Well, what is yours? Rich will give us some information on there. And then on Wednesday of next week, we're going to be talking with Renata Dollinger. And Renata is a woman that has a phenomenal story to share. I found out about her through a movie that I did a review on. This woman is 87 years old. She is a world-renowned artist, and she paints and works and is involved in life at 87 years of age. So I encourage you to join me. She's absolutely amazing. Then we're going to talk with Kitty Rosati. This is about the rice diet. Now, I'll tell you what, that's the title of this book, but the book is not about rice. And I said, why in the world was it titled Rice Diet when that's not what it's about? She has a story about that, so we'll be finding out about it. It's a very good point of information regarding nutrition and food. And then we're going to be talking with Judith Joyce about the Wiser Guide to the Paranormal. That's right, that's next week. So we've got a terrific lineup of guests, and I invite you and your friends to join us. And also, don't forget, in the second half of the show, you're always invited to call in at 888-815-9756. You know, there is some interesting information that's coming out, and I am just absolutely amazed at how quickly information is relayed, good, bad, or indifferent. In our world today, it's within just a split second, it seems. There are wooden pallets. Pfizer and other drug companies have had to recall products because of fire retardant sprayed on the pallets that were used to transport them. Now, this came out of reportsbenet.com. That's reportsbenet.com. And they say that the companies are switching to plastic pallets, and they said it may mean that the wooden pallets that have been such a significant part of transporting goods, products, through for years and years and years, may be getting a death knell. I think that there are things that we are having to shift and change because we're becoming aware that we need to do things differently. And in that respect, I think that that's very exciting. But chemicals are having such an effect on our lives. Again, some of it's good and some of it's not so good. And we have to be able to understand that we introduce something into our environment. How is it going to affect us? Is it going to break down in its molecular structure so that it can be recycled? If not, can we do something to enable a recycling process? I was talking with someone just recently about a video where I had seen this Japanese man who had designed a machine that could recycle plastic, any plastic. It didn't make any difference. You just put it in. It could be a plastic bag, plastic bottle, didn't, you know, caps, whatever. It didn't make any difference. And it would actually break down the molecular structure of the plastic so it would go back into its oil form. And there were different levels of that. And it's a very compact unit, and he's even gone to Africa with it. But they said they had a problem to try to make it into something that's really, really big. I mean, we have tons and tons of plastic, all different kinds of plastics that should be recyclable. And so we have challenges. We have something maybe we can do on a small level, but it can't be done on a big commercial level where you're dealing with tons of this stuff. So we are going through this learning curve. And it's a marvelous time for people that are inventive. But one of the things we need to realize is that this is always going to be an ongoing process. We need to learn how to reach a point where we can recycle, and that if a company is put into place, that company has to be able to deal with recycling all the components so that it won't go out into landfill, so that it will not go out and pollute water tables. It is amazing. It's going to happen. It's really going to happen. It's going to take a few years. But there are people that think outside the box, and that's what we need to do. And I just get very excited about it. There's also some information that I've got a big kick out of. They say there's a new way to discourage texting while driving, according to WSJ.com. And this is about the police in Iowa. They have a thumb band that they hand out to people that they find are texting while they're driving, which is beyond me. I don't know how anybody can do that, but they do. They say these thumb bands, and I've got a picture of it in front of me, says texting kills, but if they find you doing it again, you get fined. You get fined. So they're letting people know. And by the way, they have ways of examining your cell phones or your texting unit, whatever you've got, to find out if you were actually doing something during the time that you were driving. So electronically, we've got all kinds of record-keeping factors that are in our machines that we're using. So keep that in mind. And as parents learn more about this, and as police departments learn more about this, and, you know, it's just one of those things. It's all trackable. It's absolutely, absolutely amazing. So I just wanted to give you a couple of those little tidbits and pass them along to you. And if you'd like to call in and chat with me, 888-815-9756 is the number to call in. And of course, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then after that, I just want you to sit back, relax, let me tell you what I perceive, and then, of course, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. So often, we have moments where we feel our lives are just going backwards, going sort of into the toilet, so to speak, pun intended, and we go, oh, how do I break this? What do I do? Well, I've got a wonderful story about a woman who figured out how to get past that very down feeling. So I'll be sharing that after we come back from the break. But before we go on break, I want to share something really cute with you. This is about gingerbread treats for the birds. Ah, yes, but it's not gingerbread. You know, this time of the year, we don't often realize how much birds, especially those that are common to our area, are really in need of food. And I came across this and I thought, gee, you could get kids involved in this project. It's really cool. It's a lot of fun and it's environmentally friendly. Now, what you need a piece of what I want to say, balsa wood, maybe it's called basswood. And you want to get a gingerbread boy shape, and they have them, or you can get any shape that you want. And then you want a craft knife, you need some fiber tack glue, and you need to have some round head plugs if you want. And then you're going to need some peanut butter and some wild bird seed. That's right. Now, if you want to make it fancy, you can paint it, you can do whatever you want. But I'll tell you what, all you have to do is cut your basswood into a trapezoid to fit a gingerbread boy's image, what you've got. You can buy these at craft stores. And the child, if you have a little one that's wanting to do it, they can glue it on for the skirt. And you can get as fancy with it as you want. And you want to use a ribbon to tie the gingerbread character up to the tree. But before you do that, you want to take peanut butter, spread it over the wooden form, and then you want to put bird seed all over the surface of it. And you pat it, and the youngster can just pat it right into the peanut butter. And your birds, you hang it on the branches, and the birds will go after the peanut butter, and that gives the birds fat to feed on, and then they have the seeds, and they will just love it. And you could do this in any way that you want. If you put it on wood, that's one thing. Or maybe you want to, you know, use some real thick cardboard. But wood is better because the birds are going to get the peanut butter off the wood. They'll be pecking at it, and that'll work. Now, I know we've got a caller on the line waiting. Caller, stay with me. We're going to be coming back in just a moment. That caller, and then if I have time, I'll share the wonderful story about a woman who, during a downtime in her life, was able to turn things around. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Rio, host of the Hooked on Raw radio show on rawenergyradio.com. If you're interested in the raw and living food lifestyle, along with the real story of what's happening to our health freedoms, and you don't mind a little controversy, listen to my radio show and podcasts on rawenergyradio.com. Each week, we interview guests and cover topics you won't hear on mainstream radio. Get informed, healthy, and involved. rawenergyradio.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna, 888-815-9756. Let's go to our caller who's been waiting so patiently. Thank you for doing so. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Kelly, and I'm calling from San Diego.
Hi, Kelly. Welcome to the show. Now, is the sun shining down there in San Diego?
Actually, it is. I'm actually sitting in the sun as we speak.
You know, huff and puff and send some up here. We've got the gray skies in Seattle. I want some of that sunshine. Okay, Kelly,
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's just what happens when you live in the Pacific Northwest. But you can still huff and puff for me and tell the little bit of golden sunshine to float up our way, okay? All right, Kelly, first thing that I am looking at with you is you've got an obstacle in front of you. It's not a big one, but you're evaluating. You're looking at this obstacle and you're asking yourself, okay, this is not that big a deal, but I'm making it into something really big. How do I shift? And I would say it's going to take some practical action. And what I would encourage you to do is to look at venues or interactions with people that are going to support you in a way and manner that enables you to see the light at the end of the tunnel. What is going on, the obstacle is not that big, but you're going to need to shift your thinking into some other directions so that you're not focusing on what isn't working all the time. So that you can focus on, okay, this isn't what's happening for me right now, but I'll go in this direction. Let me share a story with you. There's a friend of mine who was an expert jeweler, and she decided to set that aside. She didn't want to keep her shop anymore. And someone just kept saying, oh, you're so good at what you do. You've got all this product. You've got all of this. Why don't you do something like eBay? And she really would have been good at it. But she said it wasn't what she wanted to do. So she put it aside for a while. And whenever she wanted to get back into doing what she loved, which was the designing the jewelry, she found that she just got so agitated, it was terrible. So what she did, she got involved in some other projects. They were totally away from it. And then one day, an idea just popped into her head, and she said, I'll do this. So now she has actively been pursuing something that's actually allowing her to work on the Internet. And she's gotten herself into the company of people that are supporting her. And she said it has been just so refreshing and so freeing up for her. So I share that little story with you. It doesn't fit your circumstances exactly, but I think you get the drift of what I'm trying to convey. What's your question for me today?
Well, I think that you might be referring to work because I'm out of work and I'm looking for work.
What kind of work are you looking for, dear?
Well, I'm currently involved in theater.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be something in acting or writing.
All right. What I would, again, refer to is just what the story was that I shared with you. Because you need to be in environments. You're going to need to shift. The acting industry has always been a tough one. Don't give up on that. You know, you can work in little theater. You can do all kinds of things that are going to keep you out there active. You may not make any money with it, but you're still going to keep the links with people. Then check where you can go to, whether it's Los Angeles, you know, there's so many different arenas in California that you can explore. And you also might want to take time, because you've got some very fine colleges in your area. Go to the people that are teaching theater. Maybe make a trip into Pasadena. They've got some wonderful, wonderful educational training levels there and opportunities. And go in and talk to people directly and say, how would I be best served? How can I break into an arena? What would you recommend that I do? And if you want to do script writing, if you want to do anything, then start off, maybe go get a job with a magazine or, you know, some publication capacity or radio station and get busy with your writing, a publishing positioning somehow. And I know times are tough right now, but you really are in an optimum location and you've got so many areas that are adjacent to you. So go for it. Don't give up on what your interests are, but look at some other applications. Go to some of the people that are in the vocational environment. Say, what other areas can I look at? You've got a lot of choices, and you may well be able to get into a low level of employment and then work your way up.
So stay open.
Oh, absolutely. But don't be afraid to open your mouth and ask questions, too. Because you've got certain things in your head, because this is all you've known. You don't know all of the variables that are out there. And they're changing so fast. And technology is changing.
Okay.
So don't give up, dear. Just reach.
Reach
for anything you can. But don't be afraid to ask questions.
Okay, I won't.
All right, Kelly, you have a wonderful day, and thanks for calling in there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz at 888-815-9756 if you would like to do that. All of us at one time or another are going to hit the skids. We're going to find ourselves just getting the blahs. It's just like we go backwards, and we just look at life, and we say, it is not fair. There, I am just a loser, I've failed, I've made so many mistakes. Sound familiar? Well, anybody that says they've never had that happen to them, I say, give yourself a couple of days, it'll catch up. It's just what life does to us at times. Life is not fair. Well, I really like a story by the lady by the name of Karen, and it was wintertime. Just cold and snowy, and a lot of you could relate to that. And she came home one day, and she had had not a few days of what I'd call dark night of the soul. She'd gone through a few years. She was married, had a family, had a lot of blessings, but she said so many of her dreams had just crumbled. Just, they weren't going to happen. And she said what had happened to her recently was regret. Mm-hmm. She said she had been faced with some choices. She made wrong choices, and now she was at a point where she didn't trust her judgment. So she said she's in, drives up home. She's crying as she's in the car. She's depressed. Her husband, when he helps her with the groceries, and he said, what's the matter? She said, oh, it's just snow. He said, look, you can't be perfect all the time. You just don't try to be strong all the time. It just doesn't work. Mistakes are okay. This is life. Well, it's one night. She goes and she takes a walk. Her husband was at home. She just bundles up. It's snow. It's quiet outside. She's all alone. And she said she just found herself all of a sudden not recognizing the area she had walked into. She was so depressed. And she was just feeling so terribly alone when something magical happened. a doe walked up to her and nudged her. She had forgotten she had an apple in her pocket, and she said, it just dawned on her, this doe was a gift. She said, I'd walked off the beaten path, gotten lost, and I was experiencing a remarkable moment. She said, I suddenly realized that mistakes can bring positive outcomes after all. She took the apple out of her pocket, gave it to the deer, and the doe just bounded away, holding the apple tightly in her mouth. And she said, you know what? I was able to get home even though I felt like I was lost. And she said, mistakes and regrets come with consequences, but it's the willingness to learn from the past and then press onward that can lead to a surprising and joyful future. What a way to close out the show. The gift is yours as well. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. Join me tomorrow and join Howard, finding out about your intuitive gifts. We'll be back there right here tomorrow. Same time, same place. Donna Sebo here. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.